Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody holler out, this is my year. I can't hear you say, this is my year.
Of Jubilee, everything that was stolen is returned to me. Every chain removed, I'm free. This is my year of Jubilee. This is my year.
Coming back. is your year.
Well, praise the Lord and welcome to. Praise the Lord and welcome to God's Woman of Excellence Ministries. I'm your host, Pastor Lisa, and I greet you in the mighty name of Jesus. Welcome to this special broadcast today. Today we are doing our Black History Tribute. Yes, happy Black History Month. Amen. This is the last day of the month, and we wanted to do a tribute today. Praise God. I hope you can hear me well. Amen. We were having some technical difficulties on last, and we do hope that you are hearing us well on today. We're going to proceed on. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you and praise you, oh God, for this day. Hallelujah. We declare that this is the day that you have made. We are yet rejoicing and we are glad in it. Father, we want to thank you right now. Glory to God for your goodness and for your mercies, God. We thank you for your grace. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you, Father, because you are so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. All that men would praise you. Glory to God. From the rising of the sun to the going down here and of the same, Father, your name is worthy. So, God, we just lift you on today. We give you praise and glory. We pray that you will bless this broadcast, oh God. Those that are tuning in, oh God, those that will tune in on the recording, we pray that you will bless them. We pray that you will strengthen them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you, and we bless you, Lord God, for this Thursday, another day, oh God, in your kingdom. Father God, because it was not promised, God, we are grateful that we are in the land of the living. Father, we want to thank you right now, for you are good, and you do miracles, oh God, so great. There is no one else like you, oh God. So we just honor you today, and we give you all the glory, honor, and the praises. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. We want to make announcements to you with our upcoming schedule. Amen. We have just started scheduling our broadcast for the month of March for God's Woman of Excellence Ministries on next Thursday. Hallelujah. We will be here back again live on Blog Talk Radio. We will have our women's devotional and prayer broadcast, and we will be going through our devotional book, A Woman of Faith. So please join us. Our subject is Seeking His Blessing. The following week, March 14th, we will also be having our weekly prayer and our weekly devotional and prayer broadcast. Amen. These things happen when you go live. Amen. You can't take the bleep out. Hallelujah. But we will be back on the 14th for our devotional and prayer broadcast, once again from the book, A Woman of Faith. And our subject will be Finding Time for God. Amen. Praise God. Well, let's go to our first tribute. Amen. Our first tribute is a salute to a historic Black abolitionist. Her name is Maria W. Stewart. Maria W. Stewart. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We don't have her month or day of birth, but she was born in 1803. So Maria W. Miller Stewart is her full name, is generally acknowledged as the first American-born woman to lecture in public. Amen. Mm-hmm. She is best known for speeches that address issues of Black economic advancement, the abolition of slavery, and African pride. Although her speeches addressed worldly matters, she typically spoke in biblical tones. She made her first speech in Boston, Massachusetts, in 1832, yes. Mm-hmm. Maria Stewart was born in Hartford, Connecticut, in 1803. Her parents died when she was 5 years old, and from the time of their death until she was about 15, she was indentured to a local clergyman and his family. Other than the fact that her parents were freeborn Black, little else is known about them. Maria had little formal education. On August 10th, 1826, Maria married James W. Stewart, a veteran of the War of 1812. 3 years after the marriage, Stewart died. Unscrupulous lawyers cheated Maria out of the inheritance her husband had provided, leaving her destitute. In 1830, it is reported that she made a public profession of faith in Christ and dedicated her life to his service. Education, she was able to write some essays, which were printed in pamphlet form by the white abolitionist William Lloyd Garrison. The publication of her work generated a small income for Maria. When Maria Stewart began to lecture publicly, such activity was virtually unheard of for women. 19th century society offered few employment opportunities for women. In this chauvinistic society, a woman's place was in the home. In 1837, two white women, Sarah and Angelina Grimmick, were the first of their race to publicly lecture and join the anti-slavery circuit. Maria began her public speaking 5 years earlier. In her speeches, Maria challenged the Daughters of Africa to use their resources to uplift the black race. She asked, "Why cannot we do something to distinguish ourselves and contribute some of our hard earnings that would reflect honor upon our memories and cause our children to arise and call us blessed?" She appealed to black women to build their own schools and stores, stating charity begins at home, and those that provide not for their own are worse than infidels. She summoned black men to petition Congress to abolish slavery to grant black people equal rights. Her speeches made her few friends in Boston. At that time, it was considered promiscuous for a woman to be engaged in this type of activity. Maria responded to her black critics by noting that both God and St. Paul had spoken through women. However, the harsh criticism continued. Hurt and disillusioned, on September 21st, 1833, Maria decided to leave Boston. "For I find it so no use for me as an individual to try to make myself useful among my color in this city." End quote. Maria moved to New York, where she continued her education by joining the Female Literary Society. She later became a teacher and taught school in Manhattan, Brooklyn, and Washington, D.C. In 1871, with money she had saved, she near Howard University in Washington, D.C. She barely kept a roof over her head, and she appealed to black community leaders for help. They hosted a fundraiser for her, then duped her out of most of the proceeds. The loss of her husband and his inheritance, the harsh criticism in Boston, and the treatment of her own people made Maria sad. Still, she persevered. In 1879, she successfully obtained her husband's pension. Still, she used the funds to publish the edition of her speeches and writings, Meditations from the Pen of Mrs. Maria W. Stewart. Always a proud woman, Maria Stewart died at age 66 in the Freedmen's Hospital in Washington, D.C. in 1879. Her occupations consisted of the following. She was a domestic servant, a teacher, a journalist, a lecturer, an abolitionist, and of women's rights, and an activist, just to name a few. So that's an excerpt, Maria W. Stewart, which this is a salute to a historic Black abolitionist. So at this time, we're going to take a break, and then we will come back and we will feature our second person that we will be giving a tribute to today.
See you. like that. You'll be the one. So the whole world will know
your love and compassion.
God, we see the heart ready, and people are hungry.
Praise the Lord. We are back. Thank you so much for tuning in with us live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Our next one known as Mr. Bojangles. He was born May 25th, 1877. Some sources say 1878. Among the classic scenes from American motion pictures is the one in The Little Colonel where child star Shirley Temple dances up the magic staircase. The dancing teacher in this memorable movie was Luther, which is his birth and given name, Bill Bojangles Robinson, perhaps the greatest tap dancer of all time. Robinson was born in Richmond, Virginia, the son of Maxwell Robinson, a machine shop worker, and Maria Robinson, who had a talent for singing. Orphaned as a baby, he was reared by his grandmother. Against her wishes, he quit school when he was 8 and ran away to Washington, D.C. There, he was first exposed to an entrance by minstrel groups. He studied their popular dancing style and took the best aspects of their routines and incorporated them into his highly spirited, rhythmic, complex, and unique dancing style. By this time, he had adopted the name Bill after his brother, William. Along the way, he also got the name Bojangles, the origin from which is unknown, but immortalized in the song Mr. Bojangles. In 1892, he joined a professional minstrel show, The South, before the war, which opened in New York City and for which he was paid 50 cents per night. When the show ended, his career seemed over too. 10 years he worked as a waiter back in Richmond. In 1908 in Chicago, he met Marty Forkins, and the pair struck up a lifelong alliance that saw Forkins become his manager and tutor. Robinson began perfecting his routine, and he was rewarded by becoming a lead performer on the vaudeville circuit. He appeared in two major revues, Blackbirds in 1928 and Brown Buddies in 1933. By this time, he was a larger-than-life performer and had earned his nickname, Dark Cloud of Joy, and the title The King of Tap Dancers. During this time, he married Fanny S. Clay. The period from 1929 to 1943 saw him performing in a series of motion pictures with Shirley Temple. One of the most notable colonel in 1935. Other movies were The Little Rebel, also in 1935, Rebecca on Sunnybrook Farm, 1938, and Just Around the Corner, also in 1938, all with Shirley Temple. He left Hollywood once to appear in Hot Mikado in 1939, a jazz version of the Gilbert and Sullivan operetta for which he won critical acclaim. His next Broadway performance was in All in Fun in 1940, and his last was as a romantic lead to Lena Horne in the all-black musical Stormy Weather in 1943. Also in 1943, he and Fanny Clay were divorced, and in 1944, he married Elaine Plains. Robinson was a great ham as well as performer, could run backwards faster than most people could run forwards, and on his 60th birthday, he displayed his stamina and showmanship by tap dancing up Broadway from 42nd Street to 110th Street. Also a humanitarian, Robinson made it a habit of taking time out every year to lecture the graduating class of Harlem's public school, 119. He would urge the students to go high as you can. Robinson died in 1949 on November 25th at the age of either 71, or other sources say it is over 1 million people paid their last respects lining the streets of New York. As the funeral procession went by, many entertainers have tried to imitate him, but he was one of a kind. His talent had taken him from a salary of $5 a week to $6,500 a night. It also had endeared him to a generation of Americans who made him their folk hero. I want to thank you so much. And I hope you enjoyed our tributes for today. This last one that I just read to you, I am a fan, a big fan of Shirley Temple. So when I saw this in my book, I wanted to share this with you today. You can share this on previous Black History tributes. So I really do thank Bill Robinson for all that he's contributed in the arts. And then for Maria Stewart, this was also endearing to me because she is from the New England region, from Connecticut, and she did lecturing in the state that I am a native of, which is Boston, Massachusetts. So that is the reason why I chose her. And she is, once again, our salute to a historic Black abolitionist. Well, that concludes our time today. We're going to be wrapping up. Once again, I thank each and every one of you for tuning in with us live right here on Blog Talk Radio. We're about to go off the air. That's all the time I have for you today. Please email your prayer request to God's Woman of Excellence Ministries at yahoo.com. We'll be back on the air next Thursday and for the next 2 weeks for our weekly devotional and prayer broadcast, and we will be continuing to schedule our upcoming broadcast for the month of March. God bless you all. Thank you so much. Father, we just thank you, and we give you praise and glory for this broadcast. We thank you, Father, for every hearer. We pray that you will bless them, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for this tribute today for those, oh God, that have contributed to our society, oh God, in the arts and in as an abolitionist. We thank you, Father, for those things that they contributed in our society to advance all people, Lord God. And we give you praise and we give you glory, Lord God, that these things are documented and we can share them with the world. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. To God be the glory.
Somebody holler out, this is my year.